Morning. It's sort of the morning digestion for, what is this? I got to look it up. Sorry. Where are we? Thursday? Are we Thursday? I think it's April 4th. Anyway, I'm kind of better, but not back to full form. So let me just tell you a couple things that I've read this morning. First of all, you know, I was so sick for the last couple of days, I couldn't even read. But this morning I was able to plow through a couple of things, which I want to talk to you about. There's a New York Times story that says, in fact, it's their big headline today, that some on the Mueller team are questioning whether Barr's clearing of President Trump in his four-page letter is accurately describes the Mueller report. If you read this carefully, and I did, you see that someone expressed some reservations about what Barr said. However, as you read it over and over and over, the Times reporters say, well, we couldn't find out what exactly they had reservations about. And no one's talking. And we're not really sure. And things aren't clear. And stuff like that throughout the piece, in which you're looking for, well, what is it that they were upset at Barr for misconstruing or misrepresenting? And it's not in there. Now, what is in there is the reality, according to members of the Mueller team, that Barr's characterization of their findings has set in stone public opinion. They don't like the fact that no matter what no matter what is released in the final report after it's been scrubbed, the public already thinks that Trump's been cleared, and they don't like that. So they're casting some doubt about that now, and by just saying, well, we think he has not clearly represented what we what we investigated and what we concluded, without saying what it is. So it's an interesting piece. Don't accept the headline. Just look for the go read the thing in its entirety, and you'll see what I mean. The other thing is, the New York Times printed today a almost book-length piece on the Murdochs, Rupert and Lachlan and James, which I did read, and it's fascinating in many ways. I don't know that I quarrel with it much. How could I? I even though I worked there, and I met Rupert, and I met Lachlan, and been in the same room as James, I have no particular expertise on the family dynamics. But it is a really interesting piece about the rise of the Murdochs and their global power. I must say that one of the things that comes through in this piece is the bitter resentment of Fox by, in this case, the New York Times and others. The power of Fox, I think, is somewhat overstated. In order to be condemning of Fox, but it is just amazing how you know, the New York Times is hugely influential and has been for a long time, and the bitterness about the influence of Fox comes roaring through in this piece, and the bitterness about the influence of Murdoch. So I recommend people reading it. It's very long. It'll take you a while to get through it all, but it's interesting. Beyond that, I haven't had the strength to look at other bits of news. And I'm probably not going to do the podcast today because I'm still sort of recovering from this mess I've been in the last couple of days. But I hope I'll be back tomorrow doing my obligation, which is the morning digestion and then the afternoon podcast. So thanks for bearing with me. I'm signing off for now.